Well, despite the fact that he nearly burned himself out at Sydney Writers' Festival, Andrew Popel is back for another Tuesday Book Club. He's, of course, the host of Final Draft, 2SER's own show about the written word. Andrew, I can't even believe you're upright after last week. How are you?
I'm being propped up by a tall stack of books.
You certainly are. I'm very impressed. What a great Sydney Writers' Festival.
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, it's one of those things. A book club is Christmas, can't fail. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
But it wasn't. It was just good all the way through.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And look, it may just be a warm glow in our collective frontal lobes, but the books and the writers are still with us, waiting to be discovered. Of course, that's just a fancy romantic way of saying that I didn't get to read everything I wanted at the festival, so I'm still working my way through all the great authors I discovered.
Excellent.
And that's why today I'm bringing you Bad Feminist, collected essays by Roxane Gay. Roxane Gay, she's a professor, a writer, social commentator. Her 2017, so her current story collection, Difficult Women, hit the New York Times bestseller list. It's received critical acclaim. So maybe that's one for the future. Bad Feminist was published in 2014. It's been on my radar for a while. Mm. And the festival's just a perfect opportunity to dive in. The titular Bad Feminist Gay refers to is herself, perhaps all feminists when viewed in the light of some objective standard of what feminism should be. It's a term used to denigrate the concerns and identity of feminists when they fail to live up to some sort of ideal. Look, you've probably come across this, Nick, as you trip lightly through online land. You'll find a commentator advocating for a local feminist issue derided because they really should be paying attention to the plight in another region, which is declared to be much worse.
Yes.
Or the shaming of women's bodies when certain looks are deemed not feminist by critics, often male, because they are wearing too much,
too little,
the glaring hypocrisy, and the double standard never seeming to temper these arguments. But Nick, what I want to deal with first, so if you start to type, can men, the first prediction zooming at tachyon speed in your search bar is can men be feminists? This is a big discussion. It's very relevant considering we're two guys talking about a book called Bad Feminist.
It's pretty relevant.
Mm. And it's not one we're going to solve today. Sorry if that's what you tuned in for. I personally think it's not up to us as men to label ourselves feminists. And if we want to be part of the discussion, if we want to be an ally, then we can do nothing better than say, read widely, books like Bad Feminist, and listen. Everyone forgets that a healthy discussion is actually made up of more listening than talking.
It is.
Mm. So I'm here to sell you not just on Roxane Gay's Bad Feminist, but the idea that we need to read widely, think critically, and give up on the idea that we can never be perfect. And for you and I, Nick, as men, we'll never be separate from our male privilege, and we can never stop learning. So the book itself, it's this fantastic melange of anecdote, social commentary, pop culture reflection. There is a startling number of essays in here. I'm not going to try and tell you what each one or even one of them is about. I did something really strange when I opened Bad Feminist. Typically with a collection, I skim, I look for topics that might interest me. I judge an essay collection by its titles.
Wow.
I enjoy it like a buffet. But with Bad Feminist, I've read through and enjoyed as the narrative emerged, mingled with ruminations on our world and our shared experience. The book is rich with personal reflection, and Gay is as generous with her faults as she is with her strengths. She's a fierce intellect. She has the sort of insight that I'm jealous of, the sort that I'd seek to adopt in my own life. Now, from girls to Gone Girl, and a really healthy dose of championship Scrabble, Gay's essays roam widely through contemporary life and pop culture. She's an American writer of Haitian descent, so there's plenty of cultural references that were probably less familiar, but with Gay's deft rhetorical style, I found that I was learning and really exploring her world.
Hmm.
She's an amusing writer, blending wit, self-deprecation with outspoken belief. And if you've never thought that a collection of essays could be a massive page-turner, then there's my challenge. Read Bad Feminist.
I intend to. It sounds absolutely amazing.
You can dip in. You can pick and choose, but I feel like with a topic, as I discussed before, maybe my controversial view that as men, it's not our job to label ourselves. We can be allies. We can signal boost other people. If someone wants to call me a feminist, that's brilliant, but I'm not going to appropriate a term that is for someone else and for a cause that I can be a part of in a way that maybe isn't mine to define. But yeah, I thought it was fantastic, and I would challenge people to just read through because you'll learn something.
Look, I've never thought it was my word to use, so I don't. And that's just a personal thing. I know a lot of people who would self-identify that way. I think that's between them and their politics. But more controversially, I always read collections from cover to cover. I never dip in and out. It doesn't matter if it's short stories or essays, cover to cover every single time. I've never, ever been able to dip in and out.
We've talked about this before. Yeah, I'm actually changing. You, dear listener, you are hearing me evolve on air right now. It's also that argument that people have about the lost art of the record in the single era, the idea that something grows in the artists. It's almost the, you know, let's get rid of the death of the author and bring back the artist's intention to lay things out in a particular way.
Collected stories is long player experience.
Yeah, there we go.
Done.
Quick, someone get Kadori in here.
We've solved it.
We've melded the music and the books to SER as become the Power Ranger big robot.
Andrew Purple, two very important things we need to know. One, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, I want to remind everyone about another book club and just an absolutely fantastic book that I have recently read, Australian Classics Book Club on yes. Final Draft. And I want to talk to you a little bit about Elizabeth Harrower's The Watchtower, which we dealt with on the more recent, on one of the recent book clubs.
Excellent. So go grab a copy of that if you want to read along for next Tuesday book club. And the second most important thing we need to know, where can people find more Final Draft?
Well, if you want to listen in, if you wanted to say discover the book club when it comes out, 2SER 107.3 on your dial, 2SER.com on your internet, and Saturday morning, 10 a.m.'s the time.
Sounds great. Andrew, we'll talk more book club this time next week.
Brilliant, mate. I'll see you then.
See ya.